Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Going after the online sellers. We'll tell you what's happening with that. But something that I think we both had the same story here tonight as the top story on the planet right now. Certainly something that our listeners need to know about, and that is the latest and not good news when it comes to Julian Assange, who we've been following his story ever since he was, I mean, since before he was put into, or he put himself into the Ecuadorian embassy in the United Kingdom to escape from persecution from the Swiss, I think it was, that were going after him in that case. And then ultimately staying there to avoid the UK government snatching him up, which ultimately they ended up getting him a couple of years ago, if I recall correctly, and then putting him into, I believe, Belmarsh, like a high security, maximum security prison there, as he was awaiting a hearing on whether or not the UK government would extradite him to the United States. So he's been wanted by the Swiss government. He's been wanted by the UK government, which, by the way, he served his quote-unquote time for the UK, but they still didn't let him out because the United States government wants him now. These gangs of criminals all across the world. And the U.S. government, what do they want him for? Well, because, number one, he's never been to the United States. He's from, I believe, Australia. And he's never set foot in the United States. But that doesn't matter because they say that he helped someone, specifically Chelsea Manning, with possibly cracking a password or something like that. And so,
which,
therefore,
didn't the government come out and say that that didn't actually happen or something? Like it was, or got leaked or something. So like the evidence actually
that he didn't actually break
like
it.
That it actually contradicts like what they're trying him for now.
That's a good question.
Or supposedly trying him for, or what
they're
trying for.
I'm not sure as to all of those details, but that's not stopping them from moving ahead with attempting to extradite him. So he's been in jail, and it was close to a year ago. I think it was January of this year where there was a ruling from the UK court. And I imagine they're going to cover a lot of this in this story here from CNBC. I've also got one from Vanity Fair about how this is going to affect press freedoms. But Julian Assange had a positive ruling earlier this year. The UK court that was looking at his potential extradition said that no, he should not be extradited to the United States because the U.S. could not guarantee his safety in its prisons, was essentially the point of the court. However, the U.S. was able to appeal that decision, which they did, and so now another court or whatever has heard the appeal, and that's where the story is coming from today. Out of CNBC, the 50-year-old founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, is now a step closer to being extradited from Britain to the United States after the U.S. government won the appeal in London's High Court. Judge Timothy Holroyd said Friday that the court allows the appeal. In the U.S., the Australian entrepreneur will face criminal charges, including breaking a spying law and conspiring to hack government computers. Holroyd said the U.S. has assured Britain that Assange's detention will meet certain conditions. Assange, who was not permitted to attend the hearing in person, is wanted by U.S. goons over the publication of hundreds of thousands of classified military documents and diplomatic cables in 2010 and 2011. Translation, he's wanted by the United States gang for telling the truth.
Yeah, it's it's interesting, too, because this was predictable with this particular judge that ruled in this issue.
Mm-hmm.
It was already known prior to the ruling that he basically didn't exclude himself, and I don't in the United States, you know, there's this idea that, like, if you have some sort of association with somebody, like, another party that's like has an interest in the case, you would exclude yourself as that judge for that case.
What are you saying? This judge has a tie to somebody?
Yeah, so he's got he's friends with somebody. I forget who exactly. But basically, it was predictable because that he would rule against Julian, basically, because it would be basically like a favor to a friend or something.
It is all about who you know when it comes to being an attorney.
Yep.
Going on here, they say his actions put lives in danger, and they accuse him of 18 counts, meaning he is facing 175 years in prison. So I imagine they're going to put him in the same cell block with other peaceful people like Ross Ulbricht, who's facing two life sentences plus 40 years for running a website. Basically, Assange also facing more than life in prison for running a website. That's job was to tell the truth, to reveal the truth to people who are being kept in the dark by mainstream media and these government gangs all around the planet. That's what WikiLeaks was doing.
Yeah, and the crazy thing, too, here is that, like, even, like, it's not, it wasn't, like, him alone did not cause any danger, right? Like, it took other people to do things that were risky, right? Like, they already took risks. For example, the people who were...
Like Chelsea Manning or then Bradley Manning?
No. I mean, so the accusation, as I understand it, like, the harm that was supposedly caused is that it revealed revealed names of people who were working with the United States government, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the problem here is, though, these people already took those risks, right? Like, it wasn't just this guy publishing this information. It was other people, including the United States government, who put those people in risks.
They put that information in a place where it could be acquired.
And there's also that, too, right? Mm-hmm. It's such a stretch to say that he put people, in harm's way. The government did that long before Julian Assange ever did.
Right, but he's the one who's going to go to prison for it. None of the people in the government are.
It's like, if you're going to hold him accountable for something that is questionable like that, then you also would need to start holding, the U.S. government accountable, and nobody's doing that.
They're certainly not going to do that. Now, apparently they have not exhausted the potential appeal, so if there's any good news in this situation, it's that Assange's attorney is saying they can appeal this decision. So even though this was the London High Court, and again, I don't know a whole lot about the judicial system there in the UK. Maybe there's like a Supreme Court above the High Court, or like, I don't know what they call it, the Queen's Court or something.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I do know that like one of those appeals will like never matter because it's like you basically are appealing to the Queen or something.
Yeah.
And I don't think she like ever does anything with it. So it's basically like a joke as far as an appeal is concerned.
We'll have to figure out
if that is the last appeal that he has, basically.
Yeah. We'll have to figure out what it looks like. But the attorney at least is saying, Stella Morris, who is Julian Assange's, not an attorney, but fiance, says, we will appeal this decision at the earliest possible moment. She described the High Court's ruling as dangerous and misguided and a grave miscarriage of justice, saying further, quote, how can it be fair? How can it be right? How can it be possible to extradite Julian to the very country which plotted to kill him?
Yeah, that's right. It also came out that the U.S. government plotted to kill Julian Assange.
This is what happens when you tell the truth.
Right. Like, and that's the other. I think that's probably the other problem that we've got here, right? Like, why would the U.K. extradite somebody who was basically going to be illegally murdered by the United States government in their own country, right?
Well, see, they promised they'll take care of him.
After they've attempted to commit murder?
Yeah. We changed our mind. Now you can trust us. It's not like we've ever lied before.
Yeah. Okay.
Human rights group Amnesty International said the charges against Assange are politically motivated and should be dropped. They added the assurances, quote-unquote, that the U.S. has offered, quote, leave Mr. Assange at risk of ill treatment, are inherently unreliable, and should be rejected. They said further that the assurances are discredited by their admission that they reserve the right to reverse those guarantees. So right there, apparently just in their own statement saying they were assuring the court that they would take care of him, that they reserved the right to reverse that. That's right there out in the open. They're going to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah. You know what also is kind of interesting about this case is the UK is... they may have already attempted to kill, Julian, like the UK government. I mean, these are the conditions under which they kept him in.
Sure.
I don't know if people
remember, but
yeah, they're basically starving him and all sorts of other things.
Yeah, keeping the lights on 24 hours a day.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff in the UK that, so they may already be trying to kill him in the UK, hopefully not having to extradite him.
Well, they've said he's looking pretty ragged at some of these court appearances.
Right, right.
More coming up here, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on Julian Assange and what's happening, it's absolutely horrifying. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Decision not good. is another level above the appellate court. UK has ruled that Julian Assange can be extradited to the United States. And, of course, that thankfully, that decision can be appealed. So it's not completely over for him yet. But in the meantime, he sits in a prison cell, and last I heard, a maximum security facility there in the UK, one of the worst places to possibly be. But the number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Ian.
Ian Chris.
603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix, a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, and get over to freedomsphoenix.com. They've got the Daily Dispatch there. We'll keep you up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. You know, one of the scariest things about what's happening to Julian Assange is that it just goes to show the U.S. government gang, they can get you almost anywhere. I mean, certainly in a place like the UK, where they're highly connected with the UK government and, you know, all kinds of interlocking agreements between the various different bureaucracies and such, there might be some corners of the planet where it's difficult for them to find you. But, man, I mean, this dude, Julian Assange, never been to the United States, and he's facing prison here.
Yeah, it's and if anybody has any doubts about whether or not, like, the United States is effectively in control of the UK, all one has to do is look at the one-way the one-way, I want to say exchange, basically that goes on with extradition. It's one-way extradition is what it is. So people, the United States can extradite people from the UK, but it doesn't work the other way around. So
it doesn't work the other way around?
It doesn't work the other way around. It only works one direction. Yep. So if you ever wonder, you know, does the United States own the UK? I mean, again, this
why wouldn't the U.S. turn people over to the UK? It would seem like something they would scratch each other's back on. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, and it has to do, I think, with the fact that there was basically an agreement. And so the, like, some sort of, I want to say a trade agreement. It's obviously not a trade agreement, but, you know, a treaty. Mm-hmm. And I think what happened was the U.S. signed a treaty with the U.K., but the United States did not implement in law the basically what was in the you know, in that agreement. So it's a one way.
So they said one thing that they're doing another.
Yeah, exactly. And it's now in theory the UK could just be like, okay, well, we're going to get rid of this law that allows this one way thing because that's not what we agreed to, but they haven't done it. So it's like this one way, extradition treaty, and it's crazy. But it's like you would think that the UK would get rid of this one way extradition treaty, but nope. But it's, again, and I think it partially has to do with the fact that the United States just has so much power. It's like, you know, they got you to agree to something, but you don't respond. You know, and if you don't respond, what does that tell you about your relationship? You know, it tells you that the United States owns the UK.
So I was looking here to find out more about the status of which court we're talking about here, because they're describing this court that made the decision here on apparently today about Julian Assange being able to be extradited to the United States. This is what is called in the UK the High Court. Now, apparently, according to the story on Wikipedia about the courts of England, they have what appears to be another level above the High Court, two levels, it appears. So there is the Court of Appeal. So the Court of Appeals deals only with appeals from other courts or tribunals, consisting of two divisions. The Civil Division hears appeals from the High Court and the County Court and certain superior tribunals, while the Criminal Division may only hear appeals from the Crown Court connected with a trial on indictment. So would this, I mean, presumably this would be a criminal division. But above this, there is, of course, the Supreme Court, which is the highest appeal court. So this may actually go straight up to the Supreme Court from the High Court, because it sounds to me like the Court of Appeal can only hear civil cases coming from the High Court, not criminal cases from the High Court. And I'm guessing that extradition is criminal, not civil. That's just, you know, I'm not a lawyer. That's just my layman's interpretation of what I'm seeing here. So at the worst case, there's one appeal. At the best case, there's two for Julian Assange at this point. given that now the High Court has ruled he can go to the U.S. According to VanityFair.com and their story about this, in 2019, Assange was indicted by the Justice Department, so-called, with 17 counts for violating the Espionage Act in 2010 for his role in publishing leaked U.S. military secrets related to Iraq and Afghanistan, charges that have alarmed press freedom advocates. Since then, Assange has been on the run, although I wouldn't really call it that, sitting inside the Ecuadorian embassy for most of that time, and then subsequently after that, he has been in the U.K. jails.
Yeah, it's kind of humorous considering that the United States and various other Western countries have a harbor fugitives, so to speak, in certain, like, I guess it would be like communist countries in the past,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about, like, for 20 years kind of harboring in their embassies, so it's kind of funny how it's like, the way they're phrasing it as being on the run. It's like, I'm pretty sure they didn't say that when they were protecting, you know, some other, you know, group of people in, you know, I'm trying to think what they would phrase them, like dissidents or whoever it was that they were protecting.
People seeking asylum or that sort of thing?
I don't know about asylum. Yeah, I mean, probably that, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's probably like the opposition, like political opposition.
To the commies, you mean?
Yeah, something like that. And so it's, yeah, it's like, were they, you never use that term to phrase,
right?
You know, you never said that you were harboring a fugitive in your embassy, but all of a sudden it doesn't work the other way around when
that's a good point.
Yeah, you know, when another country does it.
If you want to join the show, the number here is 603-283-6160. Chance of free Julian Assange and no extradition were shouted by protesters who gathered outside the courthouse and held signs that read, "Journalism is not a crime." Critics of the U.S. effort against Assange claim the DOJ's prosecution would severely cripple press freedoms around the world, given the charges came after the WikiLeaks founder exposed alleged war crimes committed during the Iraq invasion. In one of the most notorious videos published by WikiLeaks in a 2010 document dump, U.S. Apache attack helicopters can be seen indiscriminately firing at a crowd in Baghdad and killing several civilians, including two Reuters news staff. And I've seen that footage. It's absolutely harrowing. I don't know if you've seen it as well. But,
oh, for sure.
Yeah. Assange, of course, is not a traditional publisher like the New York Times. But despite that, charging him under the Espionage Act for publishing government secrets could be a slippery slope in which more mainstream outlets are similarly prosecuted. And unlike Assange, mainstream outlets are within easy reach. The FBI can easily go in and, you know, kick in anybody's front door and anybody's windows and arrest and harass and, you know, just destroy the businesses of all kinds of press people.
The problem is they don't even need to go after the mainstream media. I mean, the mainstream media is already in bed with the government, so it's really the independent media that they're targeting.
Look at what happened to the Project Veritas people just a few weeks ago. They were raided.
That's right.
Over, I think it was a diary?
Yeah.
Joe Biden's daughter's alleged diary?
That they dealt with appropriately and they didn't even publish on.
That's true. Number 603-283-6160. What freedom of speech? This is Free Talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After saying for months that inflation is transitory and under control, a top economic official from the Biden administration is reacting to the latest inflation report.
We are doing everything we can to get to the root of this, to ameliorate some of the snarls in the supply chains, to help make sure that American family budgets are able to keep up with these dynamics.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jared Bernstein from the White House Council of Economic Advisers saying the administration is doing everything it can to address the issue. The Consumer Price Index, which measures things like gas and groceries, rose 0.8% in November. Over the past year, prices have climbed 6.8%. That's the highest mark in nearly 40 years. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court announces a ruling on Friday.
The Texas heartbeat law will stand for now. The Supreme Court Friday morning made the ruling, but added a lawsuit by abortion providers against Texas over its abortion law may proceed. The confusion continues. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote, "The court concludes that the petitioners may pursue a pre-enforced challenge against certain of the named defendants, but not others." End quote. Justice Clarence Thomas joined the court's controlling opinion and said, "There is no freestanding constitutional right to pre-enforcement review in federal court. Therefore, the abortion provider's suit must be dismissed entirely." From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police say former NFL star Demaryius Thomas went into cardiac arrest prior to his death. A report says officers responded to his home in Georgia last night. The report also says they found him unconscious and not breathing in the shower of his bedroom at the time of their arrival. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're looking at some analysis of the Julian Assange situation, looking at it from a free speech and free press perspective. Vanity Fair with a story about how extraditing Julian Assange and prosecuting him is definitely going to put a chilling effect. I mean, already the chilling effect is out there. The whole idea that whether or not they're even successful at getting the extradition, the chilling effect is already in play because the U.S. government gang is going after a man whose job was to reveal the truth about what these government people are doing.
Yeah, I mean, the mere prosecution, you know, the mere threat of prosecution is enough, really,
yes.
Because no journalist is going to want to have to spend years, you know, fighting a case where they could potentially serve some serious jail time over.
Yeah, so. You're right about that. Most journalists, and it shouldn't be that way, most journalists, though, they want it easy. You know, they don't want to actually go up against the government. They want to report about the government.
And it's interesting. You know, cops get immunity when they kill people. Why shouldn't journalists effectively get the same sort of treatment? And I don't necessarily mean
for revealing the truth.
Yeah, for revealing the truth. It seem to me that if you're a journalist doing your job, you should get greater immunity. I mean, the cops shouldn't get the immunity from killing people, but they should get greater immunity than the cops, right? So
yeah, that's a great point. And that would be a real indicator that you truly live in a free press country.
Right.
Right? Like, the First Amendment's pretty clear when you read it that freedom of the press is supposed to be, like, an inviolable provision of the Constitution. It is a human right this ranks right up there with the freedom of speech and freedom of religion. But, you know, you made me think about it here, Chris. It's been a little while since we've checked in. We've been doing a lot of surveys recently, not surveys, but studies, talking about the Freedom in the 50 States study that looks at all 50 states and which is the freest state. New Hampshire, number one, by the way, regaining its number one spot and taking it away from Florida. Florida had been in there for just 1 year, and New Hampshire took it back. And then we talked about the Fraser Institute, which also has a Freedom of North America and Economic Freedom of the World study. New Hampshire, number one in the Economic Freedom of North America study. And but you made me think about another study that I haven't checked in on here in a little while, and that is the Reporters Without Borders Freedom, Press Freedom Index. And apparently they have released their 2021 numbers. Now, usually these numbers trail by a couple of years, so usually you're looking at 2019.
This is based on country, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
They don't get any more detailed than which country, but let's see here. Do you want to just take a crack at where you think the United States is on the list of 178 different countries.
I can pretty confidently say that the United States is not at the top. If the top is the best,
that's right.
Top of the list. I don't know. It probably falls in the top half, but I doubt it falls. I would say, if I had to guess, it's probably in the top one third, but it's probably not anywhere near the top of the list.
Yeah, I'm going to say it is, let's see, it's within the first, maybe the first quarter. I mean, I'm not doing the math in my head real good here. Yes, it's within the first 25%.
Okay.
So it's number 44. But nothing to tell, to wave your flag about or anything like that. Number 44, beneath countries like South Korea, the Czech Republic, Botswana. Botswana is number 38 here. The UK at number 33. Ghana at 30. South Africa.
Yeah,
32.
It's kind of interesting because if you gave them like a grade rating, the top country might have like a B, and then like everybody else is like way worse, right?
Yeah. Well,
so, yeah.
I'm just looking up the list here. Namibia, which is an African nation full of desert, at number 24. You've got Luxembourg, Austria. Let's just jump up here. Look at the top five. So number five on the list of press freedom: Costa Rica. Number four, Denmark. Number three, Sweden. Number two, Finland. And number one, Norway. So the Sweden, Norway, Finland, those, what do you call them, the Norse countries? Those are the ones with the most press freedom on the whole planet. And down at the very bottom five, let's give you the worst of the worst. You want to take a guess?
I'm just wondering if there are some countries that aren't even rated.
It looks like they've rated
everyone.
The one that's the hardest to rate. So
okay,
I'm pretty sure they're close to almost all of them.
I'm guessing North Korea.
North Korea is number 179.
Yeah, the last one. Yeah. But that's not necessarily a terribly difficult one to get right.
Following that, Turkmenistan at number 178, China at 177, 176 is Djibouti, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, and number 175, Vietnam. Iran is more freedom, has more press freedom than even China and Vietnam, but Iran is number 174, so it's also pretty awful. So there you go. There's your Reporters Without Borders top five, bottom five, and again, the United States at number 44. Now, the last time I've seen this list, I think the U.S. was kind of around there somewhere, 43, 44. So I don't know if it's gone up or down, but it's relatively at the same place where it's been. So I imagine after they get the news about the Assange decisions and such, that could factor into make it drop below or drop out of the top 50.
Yeah,
not good.
If you're prosecuting reporters, like, right off the bat, or threatening, right off the bat, that seems to be, like, a country to me that is, like, F. You get an F, right, as on the freedom scale.
Yeah, I mean, this year, they raided our studios.
Yep.
March 16th of this year, just a few weeks ago, they raided, three weeks ago, they raided Project Veritas.
Mm.
They raided their reporters' apartments, and then they raided the founder of Project Veritas, like, 2 days later. And so those are just two more recent examples that they're still doing this. And as you pointed out, Chris, this is going to, if there were any people in the mainstream media who are thinking about reporting on the truth about the federal government, they're thinking twice now.
Oh, yeah.
Because who wants to go, you know, spend time in prison? Most people don't. Most people aren't willing to, quote unquote, fight the good fight. You know, to get out there and actually put their necks on the line for what they believe in. They should, because if the majority of reporters and the majority of local domestic press organizations had the level of courage of someone like Julian Assange, then it would be a completely different situation in the United States. Because then you would have, everywhere you turned, you'd have, like, incisive, important investigations into the U.S. government gang and, like, the horrors of what they're doing to peaceful people out there. But instead, you just got a bunch of reporters that went to government college filleting the state and just doing whatever it is that they're told to do, reporting word for word government press releases and things like that. That's literally the state of journalism in the United States.
That's standard operating practice. It's get the story out there. It doesn't have to be accurate. It doesn't have to be, you know, it can be flat out lies. You just have to basically get, you know, get some quotes in there.
And don't piss off the bureaucrat. Or don't piss the politicians off, or we won't get them for an interview next time.
Right, right. That's the attitude that the reporters have, most of them. And you know, it's crazy because it's like they don't even care about the quality of the journalism, right? Like reading through these stories, and I kind of sympathize with the fact that they don't have a lot of time to focus on this, but it's just like,
sure,
they're not even trying, like, they're not even putting a little bit of effort into it.
Yeah, they don't have a department in these, you know, New York Times, Washington Post, that's dedicated to investigating the state.
Right.
Right.
Right. No, and it, like, you can even read stories, and it's like, you can tell that people aren't even proofreading, like, the story, right?
Oh,
like,
they're just so bad.
Right, that's how bad the media
cutting corners.
Is. Yeah,
they're cutting staff, and they're cutting budgets, and I get it. Like, they're competing with the internet now, and it's harder than ever to run an old media organization, especially post-COVID, where basically it just put, newspapers were already dying off, and a lot of the COVID restrictions just put them to death even further.
Yeah, well, you know, what's interesting, too, is now they have the U.S. government is funding reporters, as I understand it. So,
I've heard about this.
Yeah. Yeah, you basically get a free reporter if you take one of the government reporters.
There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you better believe they're going to pull whatever funding they are giving you if you start criticizing them.
Oh, yeah.
603-283-6160. Your thoughts on press freedom here in the United States or wherever else in the world. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here in the number 44 most free country for press freedom. Not impressive. Not something worth touting, but that's according to the Reporters Without Borders. And that number, published here in the 2021 World Press Freedom Index, most of these freedom indexes usually trail by a couple of years, so whatever it is the U.S. government gang did this year, it's not being factored into these numbers. So I'm going to predict that 2022 or 2023's Press Freedom Index, you're going to see the U.S. dropping even further. Unless, of course, the top 43 countries get even worse, and then it's a race to the bottom.
But yeah, it's actually getting, from what I understand, the countries at the very top are actually getting worse.
Are they?
Yeah, so the ones that are most free currently are all basically going down.
Yeah. Well, this is why we need a free place. This is why the world needs a place where people can go that they will not be extradited from to face charges in these tyrannical states. And that's what's happening here. Julian Assange, not yet out of the jail in the UK, but the High Court, so-called, has ruled that he can be extradited. Now, there is apparently at least one more appeal that his attorneys can go through, so he's not gone yet. But it is not good news at this point. We will tell you more about the story. Of course, you're welcome to join us. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. The number for you is 603-283-6160. We're looking at Vanity Fair's analysis here on the question of press freedom in general and how this is definitely going to have a chilling effect in this whole case against Assange in general, regardless of what the UK court rules, is definitely having an effect on reporters in the United States. And so I'm going to continue here. This is, again, VanityFair.com, pointing out that the U.S. government is endangering the ability of the media to bring to light uncomfortable truths and expose official crimes and cover-ups. Read a Friday editorial in The Guardian, which is not based in the United States. One of the first outlets to publish the revelations from the WikiLeaks cache, The Guardian said further, quote, "The decision is not only a blow for his family and friends, who fear he would not survive imprisonment in the United States. It is a blow also for those, all of those, who wish to protect the freedom of the press." Unquote. Jameel Jaffer, the director of the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University, says, that, quote, this doesn't matter whether Assange is a journalist. This case will have far-reaching implications for press freedom. And that's an important point. You don't have to be a journalist to be the press. Yeah, the sort of classic definition of a journalist is somebody who is unbiased and they attempt to get all sides of whatever the issue is and report from all sides. We don't see a lot of journalism out there in the United States at all these days because most of the so-called news organizations have an obvious bias. And I'm okay with that. You know, if, as long as it's clear what your bias is, fine. You know, I mean, let us know who you really are. Let us know what you actually believe. That doesn't bother me at all. And it's important to point out that even people who have a bias, even people who are just opinion people,
everybody has a bias.
Yeah, they do. But a journalist's job is generally to suppress the bias, supposedly, and report in an unbiased manner on whatever the question is, on whatever the issue is. But that doesn't really matter as to whether or not it's press, right? Mm. Because as long as you're reporting on something that's going on, and that could just simply be stating your opinion. So that's what we do here. We're not newsmen. We're not journalists per se, but we are the press.
Yeah.
We are reporting and opinioning, you know, sharing opinions.
Yeah. It's interesting. This is the hacking laws are something that have always, I thought, you know, back in the 90s, I guess not always because there was a time before the hacking laws existed, but
sure.
They were always, ever since they've existed, basically, have always been a threat to, you know, press freedoms. And just as an example, this isn't part of the Computer Crimes and Fraud Act or whatever it is, but there's another one with the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which has basically a prohibition of, like, distributing information if it pertains to breaking digital restrictions. So
you can't even share how to break digital restrictions?
Right, exactly.
That's a clear violation of free speech.
There was a case, absolutely. And there was a case of, the courts disagree, but it didn't hit the Supreme Court or anything like that.
I mean, isn't that basically what 2600 Magazine does?
So 2600 Magazine basically fought this case in the courts, mm-hmm. and they lost at the lower courts level. And it's interesting because they were basically ordered to take down the decryption keys or the decryption
Wasn't this
software.
From DVD or something
like
that?
Yeah, it was for DVDs back mm-hmm. in the 90s. And basically, they were ordered to take it down. They took it down. Then they linked to other people who were willing to host it and defy the government, right? And then they were ordered to take the links down. And then they put... They didn't put the link. They put text up the link, right? So you couldn't click it, but you could copy it, right? And they basically...
That's awesome.
Yes, and so they lost every level. It's like, it's purely information. Now,
did they go all the way to the Supreme Court in that case?
They didn't, and one of the reasons that they didn't had to do with the fact that, people are, the law itself, not that specific law, the Computer Crimes and the other law, basically, the Fraud Act, mm-hmm. Has to basically, it was a response to I forget what the film was, but it was like blowing into a whistle and setting off nukes. Basically, that law came about because of a work of fiction, okay? And it was an overreaction. And so they have this extraordinarily draconian, law on the books in both the DMCA, but that's more because of the copyright. But the Computer Crimes, I think it's like Computer Crimes and Abuse
Prevention
or something.
Act or something.
Yeah, I forget what it is, but... Anyway, that was basically a reaction, a reaction to fear, and it's like, no, you can't whistle into a phone and get nukes to go off. So, yeah.
So, but 2600 Magazine's still out there today, right?
2600 is still out there today. It didn't put an end to the magazine or anything like that, but what it did do is basically criminalize, like, linking, and...
Mm-hmm. That's what Barrett Brown went to prison for.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly what I was going to bring up, was that...
A journalist
later on did, in fact, fairly recently go to prison over it.
He's out now.
Yeah.
As I
so, you know, this idea that, like, you know, this is something new, it's not. It's just this stuff tends to take a really long time before anybody challenges it. And even when it gets challenged early on, it doesn't necessarily hit the Supreme Court. I mean...
Because sometimes people don't want to appeal because it could set more precedent.
It could set bad precedent. And in the case of 2600, they were literally the Hacker Quarterly. So it wasn't looking... looking good at the lower courts, and it probably wouldn't have looked good at the higher courts. And, you know, even though it was entirely about freedom of speech, it had nothing to do with, like, breaking into anything. It was entirely freedom of speech. But
so, just to clarify what you said before, based on this particular case you're referring to, or one of these computer crimes laws, you're saying they have outlawed, and it still stands, the ability to share how to crack a thing. Some sort of digital security.
Yeah, it's. I mean, theoretically, even us talking on the radio about how to crack something, like if I tell you to go download VLC, and VLC has the capability of cracking, say, DVDs, that theoretically would be criminal under the law. Under, you know, if you interpret it broadly enough. But yeah, I mean, it's basically anything that you communicate to that would, you know, help somebody crack.
So what they were doing back in the 80s with the different tones that they were, you know, expressing to people, like, you know, remember the phone freakers?
That theoretically would be illegal, too, because...
Yeah, so just for listeners that don't know, and that back in the old days, you used to be able to hold up, like, a little speaker with a specific tone that it could play into a payphone, and then you could get, like, free phone calls, because you were essentially tricking the phone system into thinking you were putting quarters in, basically.
And that's probably a different law. And I suspect the computer crime law, whatever, would also make that criminal, but that's criminal under other laws as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
that's what 2600 used to do, right? Because 2600 is named after one of those tones, isn't
people,
it?
Well, yeah, it is.
Right?
But remember, 2600 didn't do that. 2600 is just a magazine where
they're publishing that information, though.
Sure. 2600 is a publisher that publishes articles from the public, more or less, okay?
Other hackers.
Right, but it's a crime for them to publish that information.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So basically, their whole business model has been turned upside down by these laws.
Yeah, to some degree. And
that's really tragic because, I mean, for years, I remember getting the old Lumpanix catalogs, and there used to be these book catalogs my dad would get in the 90s that had all kinds of, like, really interesting sounding books, like, you know, bomb making and, you know, how to make drugs and, you know, how to disappear. And like all these, you know, interesting instruction manuals, stuff that you can't just get at the library. And so it sounds like a lot of that stuff might be made criminal now. Is it only if it has to do with digital encryption? Like you can still give people drug recipes. You just can't, bomb-making recipes.
That, I don't think, I don't know if there's another law in regards to that, but this is mostly like outlawing linking to information that would be involved
in hacking.
In some sort of breaking into
or cracking
something.
603-283-6160. If you can't share that information, you don't have freedom of speech.
Or violating terms of service. That's also a crime.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, if you put a false name in when you sign up for Facebook, you're committing a crime.
Wow. Free Talk Live, hour two.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Standard.